This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. America is very quickly descending into a land of mass mental illness. In addition to Trump derangement syndrome, which has been very bad, of course, since Trump was elected, we now have pandemic denialism. Now, this is a mental illness where people deny that there's a pandemic spreading quite rapidly. It's exploding in Asia. There are 56 million people living under police state quarantine who are running out of food and fuel and medicine, and they're starting to die from secondary complications. For example, if they have a heart attack, they can't go to the hospital because the hospitals are all full of infected coronavirus patients. But still, the mentally ill masses of America pretend that, well, it can't happen here. It's over there. It's not going to be over here. And yet 200 flights a day are leaving China and delivering infected patients to major cities all around the world, including cities in the United States. And as of this recording, Trump has not yet declared any kind of blockade of commercial air traffic from China, although some airlines have just now announced they're going to stop flying to China, but that's only because their own pilots were revolting. The pilots were saying, we're not going to fly there anymore. We don't want to become infected because, you know, the air in the airplane is recirculated air. And if your passengers are infected, then as a pilot, you have a very high probability of being infected as well, and pilots don't want to be infected. So they're demanding, no, let's not fly to China. So at the same time this is happening, the number of infections is about to cross 10,000. Those are official numbers, which are officially BS. It's actually way higher. Current estimates are anywhere between now 75,000 and 100,000 are actually infected, and the thousands have already died, and there will be many more. There was a study published in The Lancet just today, in fact, that talked about the inevitability of this spreading to major cities around the world because of the, well, the symptomless carriers that we've talked about before in previous podcasts. And what we're likely to see is, first, there will be a second wave of infection outbreaks in other major Chinese cities beyond the Wuhan region. So you're going to see outbreaks all around the coastal regions of China, and the western regions and so on, southern regions, Hong Kong, for example. But then you're going to start seeing a third wave of infections in places like Thailand. And Thailand has already, I think, 16 confirmed infections and no doubt hundreds of people who are silent carriers who are in the incubation period right now, probably spreading the infection to others without even knowing it. But over the next few weeks, we'll be able to tell what's happening. If we start to see numbers increasing in countries outside of China, and it's already over 100 right now outside of China, if that goes to 200 in the next 7 or 8 days, then we know this is replicating out of control outside of China. Now, the WHO has already declared an emergency global pandemic. Now, the definition of that, of course, is that it's spreading, it's human-to-human transmission outside of China, in multiple countries. That's already been achieved. That's old news. And yet, the average American person has no clue that any of this is happening. Why? Because the tech giants have banned channels like mine. They ban anybody whose voice they don't want to have any publicity, because we tell the truth about things that the state doesn't want you to know. You're not supposed to know. That the coronavirus has already, it's already been imported into the United States, and the CDC has 195 Americans under a 2-week quarantine right now in California this very day, and the CDC actually issued a press release citing the federal law authorizing a federal order for a forced quarantine. Yes, that has happened today. We've covered it, we've linked to the CDC, but the average American has no idea, no clue, that the first quarantine since the 1918 Spanish flu is now in place in California under federal orders. The average American isn't even buying masks. the average American isn't preparing for a global pandemic that now looks, quote, inevitable, according to Professor Leung, an MD, as published in the Lancet Journal. So think about these issues and understand what the average American does not know, because they are oblivious. Now, the same thing is true, of course, all around the world. Right now in Taiwan, people are desperately buying masks, trying to, of course. There's now a government limit. You can only buy 3 masks per day. And these are the really crappy cloth masks that, by the way, don't actually work, but no one's telling them that. But you can only buy 3 a day, and there are price controls now on the masks, and there are export controls. So the Taiwan government has put all that on it, price controls, everything, you know, because people were price gouging and people were buying them up and trying to ship them off to China. And so the Taiwan government is intercepting those orders in the postal service there, and they are repatriating those masks back to Taiwan. That's actually happening right now. That's what I'm hearing from our employees in Taiwan who are on the ground there. But think about it. No one in Taiwan was prepping for this. No one in China was prepping for this. I lived in Taiwan for a couple of years, a few decades ago, and I don't remember anybody being a prepper in Taiwan. I remember Taiwan as a very urban, you know, very high density city life. I mean, crowded apartments were very, very expensive. And people typically don't own cars. They might have a moped or motorcycle type of thing, a scooter. And they go out and they buy the food they need that night. They go shopping every day for the food that they're going to make that day. That's typically how things work in Taiwan. It's a city. I mean, most of the population lives in cities like Taipei and Taichung and so on. So you don't have a prepper mindset in Taiwan, not typically. Now, there might be people who live out in the country areas of Taiwan. There are some, even though it's just one big island. There are country areas, and naturally, people who live in the country tend to be more preparedness-minded, but I didn't interact with any of those people. I'm willing to bet much the same thing is true in China. People aren't preppers in China. In fact, people aren't preppers anywhere, and not even in America either. There just aren't that many preppers, because it's lazy, easy, comfortable thinking to believe that nothing will go wrong and to not plan accordingly. You know, the average person is just, they can't plan ahead. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have any savings. They don't understand history. They're not even aware of history. They don't read the alternative media, so they don't even know what's happening right now today. For example, they don't know the CDC has almost 200 Americans under quarantine right now under federal orders in California. Almost nobody knows that because people are just oblivious because they choose to be. It's easier for them to be oblivious. It's more comfortable to not know what's going on in the world, you see. And that's why, by the way, some people are threatened by my information. This is why I get banned everywhere, because I tell people the truth. Oh, hey, there's no such thing as transgenderism. There are only 2 genders. Pick one. Actually, you were born with one. That's the one you are. Deal with it, live with it, accept it. Because they're, you know. So that kind of information, people get offended. Or you say, well, if you're not going to be prepared for this pandemic, there's maybe, let's say, a 10% chance that you will just die. Oh, that's so offensive. You're just traumatizing people. It's just so triggered. That's the way they are. Okay, whatever. I think you won't feel triggered anymore when you're 6 feet under. So maybe that's your solution. Just don't prepare, and then you don't have to be triggered anymore when you are dead. But, you know, you're not allowed to talk that way in society today, even though that's the kind of talk that we need. That's the direct information that we need right now. And that's what I offer. And that's, I think, why people enjoy these podcasts and read naturalnews.com, because I don't hold back. I don't moderate my comments to fit into YouTube's terms of services and your community guidelines. Not interested. Sorry. F off your community guidelines. I'm going to tell people what's going down. And what's going down right now is that this thing is going global. And if it goes global, we're going to lose estimated between 5 and 10% of the world population. So, okay, how many people is that? Well, I mean, right now you got what, 7.5 billion people? So you're talking about 750 million people on the high side, maybe a couple hundred million on the low side. I don't know. Maybe you think those numbers are too high. Maybe the mutations make it less fatal. So maybe you only have 100 million people die. Okay. Well, that's 100 million people who right now are not prepping. Typically, you know, that's 100 million people who are mocking the preppers often. It's 100 million people who are about to have a lesson in reality. Sadly, you know, and there's nothing that you and I can do to save those people. But what we can do is make sure that we are not among them. That's the goal now. You can't save those 100 million people that might die if this goes global. But what you can do is make sure you don't join them. That's what this is all about now. And by the way, the people killed by the virus itself, that's only the first wave. There's going to be a second wave of people dying from the secondary effects, such as economic implosion, loss of manufacturing capacity, overwhelming of emergency responders and frontline healthcare services, people dying from secondary infections, people dying from food shortages that cause outbreaks of other types of disease, loss of basic sanitation, cholera outbreaks, you know, the homelessness and the feces and the needle sharing in cities like San Francisco and Portland and Seattle. My God, Seattle is a filth hole. That's only going to be magnified by a pandemic. You're going to see waves of dead bodies in the streets of Seattle if this thing goes global. No doubt about it. And all the services will be overwhelmed. So there are going to be more than 100 million deaths worldwide if this breaks containment and spreads globally. More than 100 million deaths. Maybe a realistic number, you could say, might be a quarter of a billion people, let's say, if it goes global, if it breaks containment, and if it stays on its current trending rates of transmissivity and mortality and so on. Easily a quarter of a billion people would be killed globally. The average person living in our world today, whether they're an American or a Canadian or a Chinese person or a Taiwanese or wherever, they are oblivious to that fact. They think nothing bad will happen, and they can't believe that they can't find masks. That's how bad it is. So think about these issues. I'll try to keep you informed when we're not being censored and oppressed. You can reach me and hear my podcast at brighteon.com. And also, of course, read naturalnews.com to stay informed and up to date. Thank you for listening. Get prepared. Be ready. It's coming. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.